Warm 101.3's Fashionista is Joan Lincoln.
Good morning, good morning. Okay, here we are. You ready?
Now, yes, I'm ready.
You must know this by now.
Okay, what?
I love clothes.
Yeah, we figured that.
You don't say.
I'm kind of loathe laundry, though. Like, when my kids were little, we used to call the laundry pile Mount Washmore.
Mount Washmore.
All right, all right. I'm just saying. Now, here's the deal. Ask yourself this. Do you dry clean more? Do you hand wash? Are you a wash and dry? Do you iron a lot? Who line dries? You still hang stuff out on the line?
No. Not in a zillion years.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, here's
Do you?
I don't, but I feel like I know somebody really, really well who does. That'd be Kevin. He loves to line dry.
Some people like the outside smell of it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, here's the deal. We all overwash. If you look at your care labels, most of the times they say dry clean only, which is not true, which is truly not true. Now, there are a lot of ways to clean your clothes. Obviously, we know this, right? Because we all have a lot of common sense. However, there there are some household items that you might be able to use to clean the odor off of things that don't necessarily need to be dry cleaned or washed.
Okay, so explain this.
A vodka mist.
Really?
Yes.
She found other things to do with alcohol.
Really? I know. It just seems like this is like such a 60s thing. I don't know. It just seems like...
Well, it did come recommended from the theater world.
Oh.
You know, a lot of costumes. Obviously, costumes are worn over and over and over again in the performers. But they have found that there's a mist of vodka that will take the odor away, not necessarily clean the garment.
Right, obviously. But just take the odor away. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's, you know, there's ways to get around.
Is there a particular brand of vodka you like to use? I mean, is it well drinks or, you know, absolute?
Well, I guess it depends on the luxury items you might be wearing, Tony. But there are lots of new products out on the market that you can use in between your dry cleaning or hand wash. You know, there's a lot of garments that don't need to be washed over and over again if you're not touching the body. And like a suit, if you're wearing, you know, if you're in that world of
the
corporate.
Suit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hence touching the body. I'm like, all my clothes touch my body.
Right. But you know what? I remember, do you remember sweat absorbing pads that you would put inside your armpits?
No.
Do you remember that?
That was a thing?
That was a thing. Well, when I used to wear suits to work, yeah, that was a thing. All right, so anyways, I'm just sharing with you that there are a lot of options to your dry cleaning or hand washing. Or if
why have the machine wash? Let's just throw it all in the machine.
Who does laundry in your house, Tony?
Well, usually my wife, but I do it too. And I just, it all goes in the machine.
I wonder if she has some of her own laundry hacks that she's using that you might not know about.
She might. I doubt it, though. It's like, throw it in the machine. The machine does the work.
Put everything in the dryer.
Exactly.
Shrink the sweater.
Exactly. Shrink the sweater.
I shrink my linen shirts all the time.
That's why he has those turquoise shirts and those khaki cargo shorts forever.
I don't have cargo shorts anymore.
You don't anymore?
I got rid of the cargo shorts.
You didn't need that many pockets?
So I said, just stop.
Okay. Go do your laundry, Tony.
Okay, fine.